It is not easy controlling your emotions sometimes. Like it truly, truly is not easy sometimes. About 20 minutes ago, this is how fresh this episode is. I'm realizing here in the podcast, I love it so much. And I record episodes and I just am always on the away from internet sometimes and not able to upload them right away. And then I'm like, oh, I haven't talked to my friends in the podcast. And then before I know it, time just flies by. But it's always great, and it's always great to be back here with you all and speaking with you. And some of you all wanted to ask me the reasons I don't upload some of the YouTube videos just here to the podcast, and that's because this is a very intimate relationship that I have here in the podcast. Maybe there'll be a time when I will upload them, or maybe I can upload them on top of what's already here. But the little light lessons that I pick up during the day, I want to start implementing those more here in the podcast to let you guys know in real time almost, and the emotion behind the story, because whenever you tell stories that are close to you, there's always an emotion to it. And sometimes it's that emotion that attracts the people that we really want. Something to always remember. And with that being said, I was just riding my motorcycle this morning, just a lot on my mind. And sometimes when I do a lot, I need to kind of just get away and not think. And I usually listen to books or podcasts, but I'm like, I'm gonna listen to some music and just ride around. And all of a sudden, this car is riding right behind me, so close to me. This little red Mazda for sale, actually. And then he just pulls out from behind me and passes me, and I mean so close to me, I could have touched him. I could have touched his car. And the first feeling I got was just this anger, like, is this guy serious? I want to just ride by him and punch his mirror off and ride off. I've seen a lot of people do that, especially in Mexico City. And I'm like, you know what? Let him go. Let it go. But we're coming up to all this traffic, so I'm like, let me just pass them, get way away from them, and be fine. Then in about 30 seconds later, we get to a red light and I'm sitting next to him. And he just looks at me and I'm just like, you know, like I can't just ignore that in myself and just be like, you know, it's nothing, Lou. Because I find that if I just lie to myself about emotion, I turn myself into a liar. I turn myself into a liar. And I'm like, I'm actually pretty angry, you know? I'm gonna tap on his window and let him know that that's dangerous. The intention is to let you know, hey, if I wasn't as good a rider, you would have hit me. Just so he doesn't do that to someone else who's less skilled. Ended up tapping on a window. I tapped on his window. He just kind of looked at me and I just saw he wasn't let his window down. And I was just like, you know what? I just pointed to my helmet and just like, think, man. Think. And then I let it go. And in that moment, I realized a lot. Like, you can do some dumb things in the moment, but changing my intention of like, hey, you almost hit me, to my intention of like, hey, be careful, man, because you can hit somebody else, you know, is a big difference. And I realized that so many times emotions can destroy us. They can hurt us. They can get us in situations that we're not supposed to be in. You know, if it was a stage or something like that, I wouldn't have even said anything. I heard one of my mentors say, he's like, what am I going to get to an argument for so this can finish in a shootout? Not worth it. Let it go. But I changed the intention of what I'm doing this for. And it made me think about it, how the intention that we have matters to us. But if our intentions isn't dictated by our actions, if my intentions let them know, be careful because you might hit someone, and I punch his mirror off, or I kick his car or spit on his car, very different. I'm being always judged by my actions, because we judge ourselves by our intentions. Well, I didn't mean it that way. Well, I didn't think it would do that. But we judge other people by their actions. So we're always judged by our actions. And sometimes when I do find myself in an emotional state, like, and usually, and the crazy thing is, it's usually when it comes to being on my motorcycle, because that's a place where, for me, I feel I'm more vulnerable and I know I'm skilled, but I know other people in the same situation would have wrecked. You know, probably happens once a week or twice a week, where I'm like, if that was someone else who didn't have the skills that I do, they would have went down right there. And that's when I usually find myself being tested. And what really helped me today was to let my intention known before I act. Acting out of anger, especially in the States, it's do something violent. Like I say, punch the guy's mirror off. The intention that I want is to let him know, hey, if you do that to someone less skilled, you're going to hurt them. And it made everything. It made the whole action that I had of just knocking on his window and just tapping, "Hey, you know, that's, you could have hit me, man. Just please be careful, bro." And who knows how that ends up, but it's just a simple statement, something very simple. And I think that's one of the things, because I notice it, especially here, there's so much anger everywhere. I've seen it. There's so much anger, and there's so much anger that's acted on, you know, because it's what you act on that that's where the problems come. It's the anger that you have that you act on in a way that doesn't serve you. Because I talk about it a lot, and people that I work with, it's always about emotion, and people's emotions get them into so much trouble. And even more crazy, our emotions sometimes keep us in trouble. Our emotions keep us in situations that we know we shouldn't be in. And that's energy. Everyone talks about, well, you know, you got to be careful where you put your energy. I hear that all the time. You got to be careful who you spend time with. And all those things are important. Yes, absolutely. But you got to be careful where you put your energy when it comes to getting mad at somebody, to getting angry, to feeling irritated at someone. There's some people who see the same people every day who they hate to see. That's energy you're expelling. That's energy you're expelling. And our energy is so important. Like, I can feel in my chest, even right now, that I'm still irritated about this guy. And for me, it's just like, you know, I got to breathe a little bit. Whew, get out my system. It's okay. Change what it meant. Maybe he didn't actually see me. Changing that meaning changes the emotions, probably what I do the most. And by doing that, I'm preserving my energy. If not, you could think about it all day and you could let that spill into other things. You know, it's the person who's having a fight at home with their husband or wife. Then they come to work as a cashier. Now they're mad at everyone that comes through their checkout line. And the person who goes through the checkout line is like, this lady who rang me out of the checkout was so rude to me. Now that person's irritated. Now they go home. And all of a sudden that energy was just transferred. And it's amazing if you actually sit down and think about it. You know, think about it. Like, I want to get my coffee. Coffee place was closed. They should have been open. Now I'm irritated. Now I go to work. Now I'm irritated at the people that I work with. And they feel that. So now they leave on lunch and they call home or call somebody and they get irritated and explain to them. They get home and they're mad, irritated, eating this dinner from with their family. Now all their family members feel that anger. Now all family members are irritated. Now all those five go out and now they're irritated towards other people. One of them cut someone off in traffic. Now a person they cut off is irritated, goes home, irritated that this person cut. And can you see how that really butterfly effect really can be seen? Easily, clearly. So I think that one of the most important things is being careful with our energy. Not lying to ourselves and say, "Ah, I'm fine. No, you're not. I'm irritated. I'm very mad. And it's okay. It's okay. It's an emotion that I feel. I'll be okay in a minute." That's a very useful belief for me. And something that I hope can go to you all. Because I guarantee you, if you're irritated, it's most likely something that a human did or built. Those are the only options we got. Dogs don't really irritate us so much. But I share this with you because it's something that I learned and something that I'm learning. And I hope that as you add that to yourself, that you'll feel more free, you'll have more energy, you'll be able to think more clearly, and more importantly, you'll be able to spread, as I say, better energy, but you'll spread feel-good energy to everyone that you encounter, whether you speak to them or not. So with that being said, have a beautiful day today, and I'll see you all in the next episode.